The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Courage is to feel the daily daggers of relentless steel and keep on living. Yes, for some people, the battle of life must be fought every hour of every day. No rest, no reprieve, no leave of absence. And it's a conflict where one single loss can cancel out a thousand victories.
You must leave, sir. An American millionaire. You're too tempting a target for revolutionists and bandits.
What about the local police?
The police? Many of the local police moonlight as bandits and revolutionaries. Or maybe it's the other way around. You'd better fly back to the States.
When?
This afternoon.
But that's too early.
I'm afraid, sir. It may even be too late.
Mystery drama, Silent Partners, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Marion Seldes. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
All aboard, Southampton, Winchester, and London.
Honey, sit down.
King H.
Tom, what's the matter?
I don't know how we're going to get to Southampton. I can't find my wallet.
Your wallet? Yeah. It had all our traveler's checks.
Honey, I know.
What seems to be the problem?
I lost my wallet.
Yes, with all our traveler's checks, what should we do?
Goodness, what kind were they?
American Express.
Uh-huh. American Express? Ah, well, they've got an office in Southampton. It's our next stop.
American Express has over 1,000 travel service offices around the world to help you. American Express traveler's checks. Ask for them by name.
It's your way of looking good.
You're looking good.
Having fun in summer like you should.
Add some beautiful color to your summer with Avon's exciting new Color Cream Makeup. Moisturizing makeup with color that lasts and lasts through long summer days.
You've got lots of things to do, so we bring Avon right to you.
It's Avon
Summer, and you never look so.
If you're turned off at what you've been seeing on your television lately, Magnetic Video has over 300 ways to turn you and your TV back on. With top Hollywood movies on videotape, like the 1980 Academy Award winners Breaking Away and Norma Rae, a movie destined to be a family classic, The Muppet Movie, The Outer Space Chiller, Alien, other current hits like The Boys from Brazil, The Omen, Silver Streak, and Mel Brooks' The Producers, plus a library of hit titles that includes the industry's first golden video cassette winners, MASH, Patton, The French Connection, and Sound of Music, all available in beta and VHS formats. So if you already own a VCR unit, or if you're thinking about buying one, now you know who to turn to for the best in videotape movies. Magnetic Video, they really know how to turn on your TV. For a free catalog, visit Highland Park, Columbia Video at 1805 St. John's Avenue. That's Columbia Video. In Joliet, visit Joliet Home Video at 2112 West Jefferson.
Driving to Michigan? Get your Midwest Regional Roadmap free from Checker. That Checker. For 25 years, it's been a gas.
A little rule, a little sway, a sunbeam in a winter's day is all the proud and mighty have between the cradle and the grave. Yes, that's the journey all of us must take from the cradle to the grave, even the proud and the mighty, from the same beginning to the same ending. Like the rest of us, all they get is a sunbeam. And if you look closely, it's no more golden than anyone else's.
Has New York called yet?
I don't know, Mr. Burley.
What do you mean you don't know?
The phone service seems to be out.
Then get me the local, whoever it is, that's in charge of these things.
I've already tried to reach him, sir, but it's only 9 o'clock.
Only 9 o'clock?
None of these people show up till noon.
Yes, and then they go off on a siesta for the rest of the day. Come in. Oh, look who's here.
Good morning, Mr. Burley.
It's a miserable morning, and you know it, Mr. Goodlow. Now, what brings the American ambassador to my hotel? That is, if this hovel can be so described.
Sir, I am not the ambassador, and you know it. I'm merely the consul here.
Well, you carry the flag.
Mr. Burley, may I speak to you in private?
Miss Tracy, why don't you go out and have yourself a cup of coffee somewhere?
Yes, sir.
I didn't wish to alarm your secretary, Mr. Burley. I'm afraid your identity has been discovered. It is now known that you are the Sylvester Burley.
How was it discovered?
I don't know.
I can't believe it.
It's true.
But nobody knows me down here. Not too many people know me anywhere. I am not the kind of man who seeks publicity. I try to keep my picture out of the paper.
Nevertheless...
Not more than three people even know I came down here.
Mr. Burley...
It's just a quiet trip to look around, to study the place.
I understand. However, it would really...
I brought only my secretary. Now, you notice she is plain, ordinary looking, quiet. She doesn't attract attention either.
The fact is, it's all over town. And so I shouldn't be surprised if an attempt will be made to kill you.
To kill me?
Or kidnap you, either one.
What do you mean, either one?
It would all depend on which group gets to you first. The bandits or the revolutionaries. Although, personally, I believe they're the same, but wear different hats as it suits their purpose.
Why can't I get some protection from the local police?
Because many of the local police moonlight as bandits or revolutionaries.
What?
Or it could be the other way around.
Then what am I supposed to do?
I suggest you leave for home.
Nobody pushes me around. I'm going to get in touch with your superiors in Washington.
I have already heard from Washington on the subject. They would like you to go home in order to save us all potential embarrassment.
When?
This afternoon.
No, that's too soon.
Actually, sir, it may be too late.
Are you packed, Miss Tracy?
Yes, sir. The luggage is already left for the airport. Oh, that must be the taxi cab.
Just a minute. I haven't been ordered to leave, have I?
No, sir.
I mean, it was just a suggestion.
Yes, sir.
I don't have to take it.
Well, that's right, except you...
Yes, Miss Tracy, you were about to say...
I don't wish to presume, Mr. Burley, but now that they know who you are, you couldn't accomplish anything here anyhow.
I don't like the idea of being kicked out. On the other hand, I've been kicked out of better places than this one. So let's go.
Buenos dias, senor. Senora, step inside my taxi, if it pleases you.
How long should it take to get to the airport?
How long?
Yes, how long?
Quien sabe?
What do you mean, quien sabe?
Can I read the future?
Oh, everybody's a philosopher. Can we get started?
Si, senor.
Call. It's not too far. There's a good paved road.
See, but the road, she's constructed all over the swamp. And sometimes the water, she comes up. And then one must wait for the boat.
Well, is that what just happened? Is the road washed out?
Oh, no, senor. I do not think so.
Well, then why are we taking a detour?
Detour?
Yes, a detour. Don't you understand?
No, senor.
Uno recalto.
Eh?
Uno recalto.
This is not the way to the airport.
That is right.
Then stop this cab at once.
For what purpose?
We intend to get out.
I am afraid, senor, that they would not permit such an event.
They?
Should the senor turn around, he would see a car to the rear of us. Inside are gentlemen with machine guns. And now, a similar vehicle is in front of us. I see my friend, Yerucha.
What do you propose to do with us?
As I stated before, senor, can I read the future?
Where are we?
I don't know, Mr. Burley.
I know you don't know.
We're somewhere in the jungle.
I know we're in the jungle. I can look out this filthy window and see we're in the jungle. What are they going to do with us?
Hold us for ransom, I suppose.
Can you work your hands loose?
No, I don't think so.
Neither can I. How long are they going to keep us tied up like this?
I don't know.
Please, Miss Tracy, don't say that again. When is that desperado coming back?
I don't know.
Miss Tracy, you're fired.
Yes, sir.
No, no, you're not. It's just that everything's so disorganized at this point. You understand?
Yes, sir.
The one thing I cannot tolerate is disorganization. Disorganization is at the root of every failure in the history of the world.
Yes, sir.
Empires topple, corporations crumble, and do you know why?
No, sir.
What have we just been talking about? Disorganization.
Yes, sir.
Now, what do you think, Miss Tracy?
What do I think about what, Mr. Burley?
About what? About this. Or does something like this happen to you on a regular basis? I mean, getting kidnapped by bandits and revolutionists is just ordinary, everyday routine, old stuff to you.
No, sir.
At any given moment, those men could walk in here and cut us down with machine gun fire. What do you think of that?
I would rather not think about it.
Mm-hmm. What are you thinking about?
I know you're disappointed in me. You really feel you're entitled to someone better. Well, it isn't my fault.
Miss Tracy, let's drop the whole thing.
The fact is, if you wanted to spend your last hours on Earth with someone charming, witty, exciting, you obviously have chosen the wrong person, but it isn't your fault.
I'm having trouble following you, Miss Tracy.
Well, you didn't know at the time you'd be hiring someone you'd have to die with. All you thought was you were just hiring his secretary. Well, that's true, isn't it?
All right, Miss Tracy.
When you hire a secretary, she has to be plain and ordinary looking and quiet. A person who doesn't attract attention. And do you know why she doesn't attract attention? Because she's dull and she doesn't have anything to say.
Why don't we talk about something else?
Like what? We never converse with each other, Mr. Burley.
That's ridiculous. We talk to each other all day.
No, I said converse. We talk about sales and administration and acquisitions and meetings, and I see to it that your thoughts on all those subjects are rooted to the proper people in the proper places. When did we ever have a conversation? Fact is, you never wanted conversation from me. Would you have been interested in how I felt about... about...
about what?
Life?
Life?
I've been your secretary for 7 years. I replaced Martha Wallace, a woman very much like me, and I'm sure she replaced a woman very much like herself. And I'll be replaced by another carbon copy. Do you know my favorite color?
Why should I know your favorite color?
My favorite dessert? My favorite book? Movie? Play? You don't know anything about me. You don't even know where I live.
Your address is on file in the event I should ever need it.
Do you know about all the things that frighten me? Do you know the things that make me happy to be alive sometimes?
Now, Miss Tracy, despite all this, you are an excellent secretary.
Oh, yes, but I'm not your idea of a person you'd want to spend your last day on Earth with. Well, just let me say this. You're not my idea of the person I'd want to die with either. Oh, I'm sorry I said that.
Miss Tracy, look. Look through the window.
It's them. They're in a car.
Yes, that cab driver is coming this way, and he's carrying a bag. Wait, the car is going away. He's coming in here alone.
Yes.
Now listen closely. There must be food in that bag. He's coming here to feed us.
Or to kill us?
No, not yet. He's going to have to untie us so that we can eat. Now we must find an opportunity to overpower him somehow.
But he's got that gun in that holster.
We'll just have to take that chance. Now, don't say another word.
Ah, mis amigos, my friends. You have been comfortable here, no?
No, definitely no.
Ah, now we shall eat and we shall drink. Perhaps we shall even be merry. See, I have brought the food and the wine. First, I shall cut the bindings, no?
Yes.
But before we commence, be advised by me, your friend.
You are our friend?
The others wanted to kill you.
Why?
Because they are foolish young people. They wish to make a statement.
And you?
I? I, Carlos Ortega Maria de Onisis Alajain, I'm a man of the world, as you are, Senor Burley.
Yes, I see. We are men of the world.
And we speak the same language.
And what language is that?
Money. Does it matter if men say dollars, francs, pesetas, pounds, marks? Aren't we all saying the same thing?
And what are we going to say to each other in this language, Senor Zalacayin?
Pleasant things to make all happy.
Would you mind cutting these ropes, please?
One thing first, Senor. Escape. It might occur to you that you are two and I am one, even if I do wear a pistol. But all foolish ideas should be abandoned because of the jungle. Look outside and listen. Much of it is bird and monkey, harmless creatures. But if you listen closely, a jaguar and perhaps a puma also. What you cannot hear until it is too late, the python, the anaconda. That is what awaits you. And now I shall cut these ropes and we shall have a party.
Some party. The host has you in a frying pan and reminds you that if you don't like the heat, the fire is even worse. Yes, life has always been a consideration of alternatives. And so many times it boils down to making a choice between bad and worse. And that's what we're headed for when I shall return with Act Two.
Behind that blueberry face, under that chocolate chin, beneath the goo, the mess, the glop, and the watermelon grin, there's a beautiful child.
Take Wet Ones moist towelettes in the car to help you find your beautiful child beneath the mess of backseat snacking. Wherever you're driving, Wet Ones go where you go and clean better than anything dry.
Wet Ones, behind every messy face and hands, there's a beautiful child.
A message from CBS News. As the Republicans build their convention platform, many Americans have questions about the vital issues the party will debate. In Louisville, Kentucky.
I'm worried about the United States of America, about the United States I grew up in and the things that it meant to me. I'm worried about the effects of things like busing and too much government control.
Do the Republicans have an answer? Complete convention coverage begins July 14th on the CBS television network.
You bet I'll be watching.
These days, we tend to put off spending money for things we don't feel are absolutely necessary, like doctor's fees, unless we're actually ill, and preventive medical care like eye examinations for our children. And yet, suppose a child has a vision problem that he or she isn't aware of or can't explain. It shouldn't go undetected. In many communities, the National Society to Prevent Blindness runs vision screening programs for children. If there isn't one in your area, you can write directly to Prevent Blindness at 79 Madison Avenue, New York, New York, 10016. They'll send you a home eye test kit that you can use to determine whether your child should see an eye doctor. It comes with a wealth of information about the care and protection of your children's eyes. And good news for these inflationary times, it's all free. Write Prevent Blindness, 79 Madison Avenue, New York, New York, 10016.
What is man's essential nature? The question has puzzled the philosopher for centuries, and in our day, the psychiatrist cannot answer it either. Is it because our essential nature has become so bent, so warped, so altered by the customs of civilization? What happens to people when all the laws they live by are suddenly stripped away?
You mean there are wild beasts out there.
Why, of course, Signora. Try a bit more of this wine.
No, I really shouldn't.
Oh, come, it places the sparkle in the eyes.
Oh, all right. Where does the jungle go?
Quien sabe? This is just the edge. inside for hundreds, thousands maybe of miles. And savages, headhunters, cannibals, no one goes into the jungle.
Where does it all come out?
Somewhere it all comes out on the ocean. But why do we speak of the jungle? Which of us would be foolish enough to go out there? Let us speak of the international language of the world, money. Senor?
What sort of ransom were you thinking of?
Something that will keep my young people happy. Senor, why have you come to this country?
You know why?
Si. To discover the riches below the ground, in the waters, the trees, the mountains, no?
Yes.
And to buy them.
Yes.
They are not for sale.
I am willing to pay a fair price.
Fair? Who decides fair?
Do you suppose I could have another drink of that?
Ah, with pleasure.
Thank you very much.
You ask me, senor, who decides what is fair in this country?
Yes.
Perhaps good friends of mine, one day, soon.
I see.
We will not sell the wealth of this country to foreigners.
No?
Never. That would be a betrayal of the people. However...
However?
Those of us who will be in command may need associates. How do you say? Socios commanditarios.
Silent partners?
Si. Silent partners.
I didn't know you spoke Spanish, Miss Tracy.
Yeah, I have hidden depths.
Your glass is empty, senor.
That isn't my fault.
Allow me.
Silent partners?
Yes.
And how would the silent partners operate?
First, they would provide money to help the cause.
Uh-huh. The cause.
And then, they would have to receive much money and see that it is given a foreign, senora, comes a DJ asilo.
Hmm? Oh, haven.
Ah, gracias. A foreign haven. You follow this, Senor Burley?
Perfectly.
Then we understand what is to be done.
Oh, completely.
Shall we drink to the new silent partners?
Happily.
Oh, wait, let me pour.
Of course.
For you, Mr. Burley. And now, if you'll hold up your glass, Senor Zalacayen. Oh, please, I'm so sorry.
It's not.
Oh, my goodness, I spilled it all over
you. It is not.
Oh, no, wait here. Just let me here. I'll just...
Miss Tracy, why did you hit him?
Get his gun. His gun. Move.
You tried to kill me.
Help me, Mr. Burley.
I will shoot you both.
Don't let him get that gun out of the holster.
Wait, we can settle this.
I will kill you.
No, 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 we can settle this, I tell you.
Hold his arm. Don't let him. Don't let him shoot. Oh! Is he?
Yes.
Is he?
Yes, he's dead. What did you do?
I did what you told me to.
What did I tell you?
You said... we'd have to find an opportunity to overpower him somehow. I said he has a gun in that holster, and you said we'll have to take the chance, and I tried to say something, and you said we'd have to
do... I think I'm going to be sick.
I was only following your orders, Mr. Burley. I pretended to be drunk. I was just waiting for a chance, and when it came, I took it.
You were waiting for a chance?
Yes, sir.
Couldn't you see? Couldn't you sense that the situation had changed?
I thought it was just a conversation. I was under the impression that you were trying to lead him on.
Didn't you hear us make a deal?
Mr. Burley, I was very busy waiting for the opportunity. I was very frightened, too.
That's what I came to this country for. To find someone I could make a deal with, and you had to kill him.
I didn't kill him, sir. We were all struggling for that gun, and it just went off.
What are we going to do now?
Now?
Yes. How do we explain this to his friends?
Well, we'll just say that there was an accident.
Oh, sure.
But it's the truth.
They'll kill us.
And we have to get out of here.
Yes, and go where?
Oh, we could try to find our way back to the city.
We'd get lost in the jungle.
We can't stay here.
Why did you have to...
Mr. Burley, you've never done a thing like this before. You're always a fair man, sometimes nasty, but fair. You've never blamed people for obeying your orders.
Oh, shut up, Miss Tracy.
Please don't talk to me like that. This has been very difficult for me. Man has just been killed.
And it's going to get worse.
Oh, how can it get worse?
Do you hear that?
What?
Sound of a motor.
Somebody's coming. We have to get away.
We can't go out there.
We can't stay here either.
Ora! Zalakai!
Oh, we have to go.
Zalakai!
Why did you have to attack him?
Do you want to pick up that pistol from the floor? I'd do it, but I don't know how to use it.
Listen to that. It's a storm suddenly. A storm.
But that's good. It'll help us get away. They won't see us.
Now, just a minute.
And when they discover what's happened to him, they won't be able to find us.
I am not going out into that jungle.
Well, I'm not going to stay here and let those people kill me. Which way?
I don't know.
I think west is over that way.
Great. West is over that way. So east is over this way, north is over there, and south is over here. So what? Does it make any difference? Who knows which is the right direction?
Well, let's just pick one and stick with it.
Let's just sit down for a minute. I'm hungry.
But that's why we better keep going. While we still have our strength.
Oh, sure.
And besides, we better keep walking while it's daylight, because at night...
Yes, because at night. The past 2 days and nights, it's been storming. The animals weren't interested in you or me, but tonight it's clear. The animals all come out to hunt. Or don't they?
I think so.
So how can we hope to survive?
We'll climb a tree.
Yes, and so can a boa constrictor.
You don't have to be so negative.
I don't like your attitude, Miss Tracy.
Then you can fire me.
Wish we could find something to eat.
Well, they're fruits and nuts, berries, look.
How do we know they're not poisonous?
Let's watch and see which ones the birds are eating.
Say, that's very astute. Where did you learn such a thing?
I used to be a campfire girl.
Oh, then you know all about the woods and the outdoors.
Used to know how to build a fire. Without matches, you rub dry sticks together.
And where could we find dry sticks around here? Are you watching the birds? What are they eating?
They don't seem to be eating anything. Maybe they're just not hungry now.
Maybe everything around here is poison.
Can't be. The birds have to live on something.
Is it possible that the birds could eat berries that would be poisonous to people?
I don't know. Maybe we could kill something with that pistol.
Kill what?
Something we could eat.
Well, then we'd have to skin it and clean it and cook it. You know how?
Oh, we should be able to solve those problems.
Miss Tracy, what are you talking about?
Well, our ancestors did. They didn't even know as much as we do. If they could survive an environment like this, why can't we?
Because we are... Oh, what's the use?
We just can't give up.
I'm very tired. And I don't have my pills.
I'm sorry. I packed them with your luggage. That's all out at the airport.
What am I going to do without my pills?
Well, you'll just have to do the best you can.
My blood pressure's going up, Miss Tracy. I know it.
I'm sorry.
I don't even want to think about my hypertension.
Well, that's good, sir, because you shouldn't. You should try to avoid all sorts of stress.
Miss Tracy, are you insane? Possibly for the first time in my entire life, I really have something to be stressful about.
I'm sorry.
Well, you should be. All this is your fault. Well, I'm sorry too, Miss Tracy. I know I must be a ludicrous figure right now, but I can't help it. This is not my milieu. Do you understand?
Yes.
I mean, I know what to do with engineers and designers and bankers and government officials. I'm completely in charge. You know that. You've seen it.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we live in a highly specialized social order. And I simply happen to be outside my specialty just now.
I would agree, sir.
Somewhere out here, an illiterate Stone Age savage thrives in this place. But put him in a board of directors meeting.
Shh. Listen.
Could that be one of those jaguars?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Why not?
Because I think I read somewhere that they don't make any noise.
What is it then?
You have the pistol. Shoot at it.
How can I shoot at it? I can't even see it.
You can see it. It could be too late. Shoot at the sound. Maybe you'll scare it away. It's gone. Maybe you hit it.
What was it?
I don't know. Do you want to go and see?
No.
Maybe you scared it away.
You hear that?
It sounds like thunder.
I wouldn't say that's thunder.
No. Neither would I.
Zalakain, he said there were savages. Headhunters, cannibals.
But This is the 20th century.
Not out here. It stopped.
Whoever it was, maybe they went away.
Miss Tracy, look.
Oh, God. Who are they?
Savages.
What are those long, hollow tubes?
I think dart guns. And they're aiming them at us. Don't shoot. Listen. Friends. That's what we are. Friends.
Hopefully these newcomers on our scene understand what the word friend means. Even so, there are those people who are not out to make friends under any circumstances. You must admit, we're being consistent in our story. Just when it appears that matters simply can't get worse, they do. See you at the third act shortly.
Ready on set.
Hi, this is Michael Landon. You know, what goes on behind the scenes is important. Because if things don't work well here, they won't work well up front. Same with pictures. What's behind them can make a difference. So I get mine printed on Kodak paper. And it's always available where you see the Kodak paper sign. You can't miss it. It's the sign with that memorable face. Mine.
You're on, Mr. Landon.
Okay. Look for the Kodak paper sign when you get your pictures developed. And tell them Michael sent you.
Maxine, the sauerbraten, it reminds me of the...
Frank, I feel horrible.
The enchilada supreme in Mexico City and the dumplings in Dublin.
Frank, how do you say kaopectate in German?
Don't neglect diarrhea caused by unfamiliar foods and hectic vacation schedules. Kaopectate's natural, time-tested ingredients can bring quick relief anywhere in the world. What's more, a majority of physicians recommend kaopectate.
How about Paris for dessert?
Dear kaopectate, wish you were here.
Read and follow later. Directions.
This is Gene King for your Better Business Bureau. If your food bills have become astronomical, it's time for you to learn the secrets of the smart shopper. Plan your shopping trips in advance. Also, try not to go when you're hungry. By making a shopping list and sticking to it, you'll be less tempted to buy on impulse the things you really don't need. Consider seasonal bargains, advertised specials, and the dietary needs of your family when you make out your list. But remember, folks, buying sale items in bulk is just fine, but only if you're able to store them properly. Now, another thing you should also do is read food labels so you know exactly what you're paying for before you buy it. For example, you may decide to pass up that can of beef stew that's such a steal when you read that it contains more water than beef and potatoes. Be a smart shopper. Plan and save. A tip from your Better Business Bureau.
One picture, they say, is worth a thousand words. So, let us save the words and give you the picture. Somewhere in a vast expanse of wild, unexplored jungle, we have our friends, Mr. Burley and Miss Tracy. They suddenly find themselves surrounded by a group of wild-looking, primitive people who are aiming dart guns and bows at them. Now, you are up to date.
Don't shoot! We are friends!
We want to be friends.
What are they going to do? We just can't stand here.
Someone's coming. He's bigger than everybody else. He must be the chief.
You.
He speaks English.
Only one word so far.
Come.
Where are you taking us?
Come.
I think you irritated him.
Sir, I merely wish to inquire...
Come.
What are they going to do with us?
It hasn't been too bad so far. They gave us something to eat. You must admit, it was good.
Yes, it was also fattening.
Oh.
You remember what Zala Cain said about cannibals?
I don't think they're cannibals.
No, why not?
I think I remember reading that people only become cannibals when other food is scarce. There seems to be plenty of game, all kinds of fruits.
Well, that makes all kinds of sense, too. Thank you, Miss Tracy.
For what?
For making me feel better.
But while they may not be cannibals, they could very well be headhunters.
Those drums. Just listen to those drums.
I rather like them.
You do?
Yeah. They remind me of discos.
Do you go to discos, Miss Tracy?
No.
Why not, since you like the music?
Oh, I don't know anyone who'd take me.
How did you ever get to be my secretary?
You hired me.
No, what I mean is, how did you ever get into a situation where you would become a secretary to a Sylvester Burley?
How did you ever become a Sylvester Burley?
Oh, that's a long story.
Mm-hmm. Mine's pretty short.
I'd like to hear it.
Oh, you've heard it before. Mama and Papa work hard to send the kids to college, and they all become doctors and lawyers. And the youngest one comes along, and Mama and Papa are now too old, so she has to go to work. Puts in overtime for doctor's bills.
No time for dates.
No. So she gets used to doing without. She gets to be 30. And 35, and soon 40.
You!
Oh, yes, sir. You better stand up, Miss Tracy.
You have come here.
That's true. Yes, sir. We did come here.
Why you come?
Actually, we're lost.
Lost?
Do you know what lost means?
Yes. Lost.
Where did you learn to speak English?
From missionary.
Missionary? Is he around? Could we see him? Talk to him? What happened to the missionary?
Maybe we better not ask.
You too. You have come.
That is absolutely correct, sir. My name is Sylvester Burley, J. Sylvester Burley. And I am chairman of the board of Burley Industries. And this is my secretary, Miss Tracy, Miss Margaret Tracy. We are a conglomerate, and we're into just about everything.
You, man. You, come.
Where?
Come.
Mr. Burley, what happened?
Nothing. They took me to a big open space, and they all stood around me in a circle.
And what happened?
Nothing. They just stared at me.
That's all?
I don't understand. Then the chief, he just pointed at the hut and told me to come back here.
But what are they going to do with us?
Listen. The drums, but they don't sound the same, do they? I don't like it.
You!
Oh, you startled me.
You, come.
Now, look here, chief.
Come. You, sit.
Chief.
Be still.
Yes, sir.
Missionary, say, love.
Yes, love. Absolutely, Chief. Love is what makes the world go round.
Love all people.
That's true. I mean, you really have to love all people.
All people.
It's easy to love your own, after all. Other people, well, that can be difficult. But that's what love is all about, isn't it?
Listen.
There are people who really don't deserve to be loved, but once you start drawing the line...
Listen.
Listen to what?
Thunder God.
Oh, yes, sure. Of course, the Thunder God.
He speak.
Certainly.
Thunder God never speak at this time before.
No?
Thunder God speak only in season.
Season. Oh, you mean rainy season.
Thunder season.
Oh.
Why he speak now?
Why?
Why he speak with thunder and his wife with water?
Why? I don't know.
I know. Thunder God, angry.
Oh, yes. Well, yes, it's possible.
Missionary say we must love. So we do not kill when we see you in jungle.
Oh, of course, it would be the wrong thing to do. Definitely.
But Thunder God, angry.
Why?
Angry at you.
At me?
At you and husband.
But he's not...
Be still. Why else rain and thunder now?
It could be...
Still. So is wrong to love. Thunder got angry. We must kill.
What did he say?
The news isn't good.
No, I had that feeling.
We're going to be killed.
When?
Any time now.
Well, I hope they wait till it stops raining.
No. That's the idea of the thing. It's going to stop raining when they kill me.
But suppose it doesn't.
We'll have won a moral victory.
Uh-oh. Here he comes.
You!
Now listen, Chief. Let's make a deal here. I mean, what does it take to let us go? Whatever it is, I can swing it, Chief. I can make you rich.
Rich?
Chief, you can become a millionaire.
Millionaire?
He doesn't understand.
But I am not going to be slaughtered here like some animal. I am Sylvester Burley. 2 weeks ago, I had a meeting with the President of the United States. No ignorant savage is going to push me around.
Write to your congressman.
Prepare.
Prepare? For what?
For Thunder God. For God and his wife, Goddess of Rain. Pray they will be pleased.
Now, wait a minute, Chief. Chief, come back here. There has to be something. There's got to be a way out.
Do you want to save your life?
How?
What's it worth to you?
Well, you can name your price. You know that.
I wonder if it would really be worth it to you.
What is it?
On the other hand, would it be worth it to me?
I wish you would tell me what you're talking about.
Right now, I'm not sure I know what I'm talking about.
You are a great help.
We come to sacrifice to Thunder God.
Look, there are all those men with bows and arrows aiming at us.
Gods are angry. Because two strangers in jungle.
But we didn't do anything.
Be silent.
That isn't true. We did. We sinned.
What are you saying?
Chief, it's true. The God of Thunder and his wife, the Goddess of Rain, are angry, and I know why. I know why better than you do, Chief. Do you know why I know? I'll tell you. It's because I'm the sinner. Chief, I hear the Thunder God and his wife talking, and you know what they're saying. Ask me, Chief.
Speak.
They are not angry because we walked in their jungle.
No?
No. They love to have people walk in their jungle. Love. Remember love. They send the missionary here to tell you about it. They are angry because we tried to fool them. The way we fooled you.
You fool me?
Yes, of course. Don't you remember you said the gods were angry at me and my husband?
Yes.
You thought he was my husband. He is not my husband. We are not married.
You not man and wife?
No. And that is why the gods are displeased. Because a man and woman who are not married walk together in their jungle.
Together?
Together.
Is abomination.
We
are guilty. You are the chief. You can purify us, make us man and wife, and so you satisfy the gods.
Now, just a minute, Miss Tracy.
Is it worth it to you, Mr. Burley?
You speak truth.
Make us man and wife, chief, and you'll see. The thunder god will become silent, and his wife shall stop the rain.
What if it doesn't stop raining?
What have you got to lose?
Sound drum for marriage ceremony.
Look! The clouds. They're disappearing. The sun. You can see the sun.
You're fortunate you were discovered by some friendly natives, more or less civilized folk. Otherwise...
It was good meeting you, Mr. Goodlow. My wife and I will never forget this place.
My goodness, I didn't know Miss Tracy was actually your wife.
Neither did I.
I beg your pardon?
Well, in a way, we'd been married a long time, except we didn't know it.
Yes, well... Your plane's about to leave. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Goodlow. Why did you tell him I was your wife? After all, it wasn't a legal marriage.
Well, it was approved by the god of thunder and the goddess of rain.
Yeah. But suppose it hadn't stopped raining.
Doesn't matter. You'd have thought of something else.
Mr. Burley, do you realize this is the first time since I went to work for you that you ever gave me a compliment?
We can legalize this thing back home.
I'm not so sure.
You mean you don't want to marry me? You don't want to marry me? I'm Sylvester Burley.
Chief Operating Officer of $500 million conglomerate. Last week I had lunch with the President of the United States.
Is that what I really sound like? Miss Tracy, I need your help.
Oh, that's better.
Margaret... Please. I don't know what I'd ever do without you.
Keep it up. You're doing fine.
The title for today's little exercise in human behavior might very well be How to Marry Your Boss, although I would hardly recommend such an extreme and strenuous tactic to everybody. The fact is, there is a bond between all people who depend on each other, and we never know whether it'll become stronger or weaker under the stresses and strains of our lives. On this, more in just a moment.
It's a good feeling to sleep the night away on a perfect sleeper by Suda. Be a perfect sleeper.
I'm Susan Anton to tell you about the ultimate in sleep, Perfect Sleeper Pillow Soft. Serta's unique extra-thick top cushioning. Layers of comfort foam and quality upholstery materials puff quilted to a beautiful decorator fabric. Inside, Serta's famous construction gives you the deep support you need. Underneath it all is the patented Certa-Lock Foundation. Pillow comfort on top, ultra-firm support inside. That's Serta's Perfect Sleeper Pillow Soft. Firmness that feels good. So,
be a perfect sleeper. Buy a perfect sleeper. Perfect sleeper. Buy Serta.
On CBS daytime television, it's the season to be young and restless. Weekdays under the summer sun, thrill to the romance and passion of warm young stories of love, sensuously sown and nurtured to bring a shining joy to your afternoon. Silky, steamy, the young and the restless. Weekdays on CBS daytime television. Check your local listings for time.
When I started working at this bakery, my boss sounded like this.
Raymond, you're eating all the profits.
So one day I started bringing coffee to work. Maxwell House coffee. And just to be sociable, I offered him a cup.
Mmm, Raymond, this coffee is delicious.
Then he made me a deal. He said...
Raymond, you supply the coffee, I'll supply the cake.
Maxwell House's coffee that makes good friends. Good to the last drop, Maxwell House.
Did choose to call our story Silent Partners. The Spanish term, as used by the unfortunate Señor Zalacaín, socios comanditarios, carries another connotation as well. Bed partners, which implies a further sense of intimacy. I suppose what it really means is partners who share a secret. If so, each of us has many partners. If anyone, anywhere, at any time, commits a crime and we condone it or refuse to speak out against it, we truly become a silent partner. Isn't that why there is so much injustice in this imperfect world? Our cast included Marion Seldes, Mandel Kramer, and Gil Mack. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
News follows on WBBM Chicago.
Right now, you have a chance to unlock $50,000. It's McDonald's $6 million winning combination game with over 10 million prizes available. Anyone 16 or older could win up to $50,000 or a delicious Big Mac sandwich or an icy cold Coca-Cola. No purchase necessary. Just stop by participating McDonald's for full details. McDonald's $6 million winning combination game. You could win $50,000. Void where prohibited. Offer good until August 10th or while game cards last.
CBS News, the Southwest heat wave death toll rises above 180, with forecasters holding out little hope for a break in the weather anytime soon. I'm David Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The deaths are listed as either directly or indirectly connected with the record high temperatures recorded in the last 2 weeks across several southwestern states. One of the hardest hit cities is Dallas, and Eric Engberg is there.
The average age of those who have died from heat stroke over the 2 weeks of 100 plus temperatures in the Dallas area is 60, with many of the victims in their 70s. Often they have been people who lived alone in homes that were not air conditioned. Concern for the elderly as the most likely victims of the heat is mounting, and Dr. James Knockle, an expert in heat cases, fears there will be more fatalities.
We can probably expect more and more cases. It's sort of a harvesting factor for the very young and the very old, the weak.
City officials have opened dozens of air-conditioned shelters, but they say older people are reluctant to go to them. Some fear their homes will be burglarized if they leave. Consequently, officials are asking neighbors of older people to look in on them occasionally. Community organizations are also distributing fans. The weather forecasters hold out no hope the heat will break anytime soon, saying conditions which brought this searing July to the Southwest will probably remain for the next 10 days at least. Eric Engberg, CBS News, Dallas.
Arizona's Governor Bruce Babbitt is offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the conviction of people smugglers who led illegal aliens into the Arizona desert late last week and left them to die. 13 of them did die. 13 survivors were found. They told officials the smugglers led them to the desert, robbed them, then left. The surface temperature of the desert sands there Monday reached 150 degrees. The survivors say there were about 45 illegals in the group that crossed into Arizona. Border Patrol agents say they hope 13 others arrested in Mexico Monday were part of the group. That would mean that most who'd hired the smugglers are accounted for. We have more news coming up.
Reach out and touch someone. Reach out and have some miss you talk.
Hello.
Was that you calling just now?
No, hi.
Gee, I was so sure. You see, I was coming up to my apartment and I could hear the phone ringing, but I couldn't get my keys out fast enough because I had all these grapefruits. And when I finally got the door open, the phone had stopped. But it sure sounded like you.
Oh, come on, how can you tell?
Well, I mean, because I have this sixth sense about when it's an important call from far away.
Yeah?
I can almost always tell.
Yeah?
Can't you?
No,
oh.
And it wasn't me.
Okay, you don't have to keep saying that. It would have been nice. I miss you so.
Oh, I miss you too.
So why didn't you call?
But honey, I do call all the time.
Not just now.
Look, I didn't think you'd be home this early.
So you were gonna call?
Yeah, I was gonna call.
See? My instincts are always right.
Reach up, don't wait for someone else. Reach out and touch someone.
The Bell System.
Help on taxes, federal regulation, and imports. Those reportedly are the key areas of help President Carter will offer the ailing U.S. auto industry, a package worked out after an eight-week government study, which Vice President Mondale says got to the heart of the problem.
The results of that effort, which President Carter will announce, will be good news for Detroit, good news for auto workers, and good news for the long-term economic security of our nation. And this is only the beginning of a continuing effort to help.
Mondale held a news conference Monday night at Detroit Airport, where he and the president will meet auto industry leaders in the morning. Mr. Carter stopping off on the way to Tokyo and memorial services for the late Prime Minister O'Hara. The Soviet Union has told Iran it's learned that enemies of the Kremlin may try to take over the Soviet embassy in Tehran. Iranian leaders are assuring the Soviets that appropriate security measures have been taken. Officials at a Cairo military hospital say the ousted Shah of Iran's temperature has dropped to nearly normal now, and they say his overall condition has improved to a point where he may soon be removed from the intensive care unit. The U.S. government and Florida fishermen have come to a compromise agreement that will see most of the 1,500 fishing boats impounded during the Cuban refugee lift back at work soon. At work, stress officials, not back ferrying refugees to Florida. Now this.
There's something new at the Wall Street Journal that will help you keep on top of all the business news even better than before. The Journal now has two sections with expanded coverage of national and international news developments. There are five new columns directed at science and technology, regional trends, real estate, marketing, and small business. So have a pencil ready for an important offer from the Journal, the valuable business tool you need every day. For example, the Wall Street Journal recently revealed what stocks insiders are buying and selling, the white-collar salary squeeze, why foreigners think the dollar will reclaim its leadership position, and all about hard times on the farm. The Wall Street Journal, it's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 26 weeks of the Journal, that's 130 issues, for just $33, a real money-saving offer. So in the continental U.S., call this toll-free number now. 800-228-1500. That's 800-228-1500. Except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
From Seoul, South Korea comes word that Miss USA has been crowned Miss Universe 1980. She's Shawn Nichols Weatherly of South Carolina. And in Minneapolis, boxer Larry Holmes held on to his World Boxing Council Heavyweight Championship, defeating Scott Perdue in seven rounds on a TKO. David Jackson, CBS News.
This is your White Sox station, Sports Radio 78, WBBM Chicago.
11:31 in Chicago, and this is Alan Bickley on News Radio 78. Good evening, everyone. Our weather tonight, increasingly cloudy with rain showers developing and a low of 72 degrees. Tomorrow, Chicago skies will be sunny and it will be cooler on the ground with a low of high of 82 degrees, somewhat cooler near the lake. On Tuesday night, fair skies and a low in the upper 50s, perhaps the low 60s. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. At Midway Airport, it's 89 degrees, also 89 at O'Hare, 91 degrees at the lakefront. The humidity is 64% and the wind is south at 16 miles an hour. Well, this was a day for the record books as far as Chicago's weather is concerned. The mercury climbed to a steamy 102 degrees at O'Hare Airport, breaking the record set 24 years ago. The record-breaking heat strained the city's water supply with more than 2 billion gallons pumped between 4 and 5 o'clock Monday evening. That's about twice the average pumped on a normal day. Local hospitals reported no great surge of patients suffering from heat strokes, and Commonwealth Edison says it had no problem meeting the demands put on electrical power by Chicagoans huddled around air conditioners. It appears the worst of the heat wave is over. Thunderstorms, as I said, may cool off the area early tomorrow, and highs should reach only into the low 80s. The heat apparently did not deter a skilled pair of jewel thieves who made off with nearly $10,000 in gold and trinkets following a noontime visit to an Old Town jewelry store. The man and woman expressed interest in a cigarette lighter at the Imports and Sorts jewelry store on North Wells Street. While the woman occupied the sole salesperson in the rear of the store, the man reached into an unlocked jewelry case and looted it of gold chains, earrings, and gold coins. The theft was undiscovered until around noon when the store's owner returned. Two abandoned boys are now the subject of a custody battle between their divorced parents. We have a report from Regine Schlesinger.
Ben and Charlie are back with their father now, but the reunion could be only temporary. The boys, aged 3 and 1.5, were abandoned by their mother 2 weeks ago on the steps of a Topeka, Kansas church. Their father, 24-year-old Dennis Best of Edwardsville, Illinois, noticed their picture in a local newspaper and drove nearly 500 miles to claim them. Police in Topeka say the reunion was an emotional one.
The boys were very happy to see him and called him Daddy, and we're real glad to see him. And it was kind of a tearful reunion at the Department of Social Rehabilitative Services today where the meeting was held.
But now the boy's mother, who was divorced from Best about a year ago, has decided she wants her sons back. She called a juvenile court judge in Topeka saying Best is an unfit father and that she wants to retain custody. Best is vowing to fight for his sons. The case will probably go to court shortly. This is Regine Schlesinger.
And the WBBM News Times, 11:34. Don't miss the message. Call Becker's A-Accurate Answering Service, 588-5050. The City Council Finance Committee has approved a property tax increase that will be used to pay off the principal and interest on $150 million worth of bonds being sold to bring financial stability to the city school system. Bob Crawford reports.
It is going to cost the school board almost twice as much in interest payments to borrow the $150 million. But even so, School Finance Authority Advisor James Ruth said it was the best deal the authority could get, that given market conditions and Wall Street's uneasiness over the school financial crisis, it would do no good to try and negotiate a lower interest rate. 10 committee members did not agree with Ruth, though. Alderman Ed Burke, for example, said the tax-supported borrowing was of such low risk that a lower interest rate was justified, and he took a passing shot at the school board for allegedly being more willing to borrow than to cut.
When are they going to stop looking and start doing something about making the cuts? Certainly it's tough, it's hard, but these are times when people have to tighten their belts, and it's obvious that the cuts must be made.
None of the 18 committee members who delivered the votes necessary to pass the proposal chose to speak for it. But later, several of those aldermen said they voted aye only because state law requires the city council to okay tax levies to assure repayment of school loans. This is Bob Crawford.
The Illinois Department of Revenue has raised the 1979 Cook County tax multiplier to 1.6. In plain talk, that means some homeowners could find their tax bills increased as much as 7%. County Assessor Thomas Hines was clearly displeased with the state's move.
I simply think that their decision was incorrect. I think the arguments that we made were sound, and that the reduction increase is too much. This could result in increases in taxes, but fortunately, most homeowners will be protected against the increase by the homeowner's exemption. The primary burden will fall on commercial and industrial property, and even there, it will take a town-by-town analysis to determine what will occur.
Those bills will be mailed in late August. A jury has been selected in the trial of two people suspected of being members of the Puerto Rican nationalist organization called FALN. Luis Rosa and Mary Rodriguez maintain they are prisoners of war and are being held against their will. They shouted their feelings in the courtroom of Judge James Bailey, and the judge promptly found them in contempt of court and sentenced each to 6 months in jail. While today's hearing continued in a fifth-floor courtroom, some 60 supporters demonstrated outside the building, chanting anti-American slogans and toting banners. One of the demonstrators is Stephen Guerra.
Well, these two people are not
I've never said that they're prisoners, they're members of the FALN. That's something that was started, you know, like the FBI alleged that they captured 11 members of the FALN and said at the same time. And it was something that was picked up by the media. The FALN is something different than what's going on in trial right now.
The trial resumes on Tuesday morning. A Glen Ellen man is out on $50,000 bond this evening, this after he was arrested last week on charges stemming from a bank account and credit card forgery scheme, which netted him around $250,000 worth of merchandise and cash. 58-year-old Thomas McKenna was charged with five counts of forgery. Wheaton Police spokesman Tom Carlisle says authorities confiscated numerous items used in the scam.
The police also seized numerous credit cards, check stubs, and receipts, driver's licenses, blank title forms, law enforcement badges, opened letter envelopes, one semi-automatic pistol, one disguise kit, over $2,000 in cash, a rented typewriter, and numerous other negotiable instruments and receipts.
Police caught up with McKenna after a Downers Grove merchant tipped them off to the scheme. WBBM News Times, 11:39.
This is Spectrum on the CBS Radio Network. Personal opinion on issues of public interest from six different viewpoints. Now one of those perspectives.
I'm Kevin Phillips. 4 years ago, when Ronald Reagan ran for president, this commentator, unlike most of my colleagues, cheered his assaults on the Washington bureaucracy and on the Washington buddy system of lawyers and lobbyists who often seem to control the government. Sometimes Reagan leaned to flamboyant language, like when he described Washington in 1976 as being just as remote from the beliefs and concerns of the American people as London in 1776, the London of King George III, was from the beliefs and concerns of the American colonies. But that was yesterday. That was 4 years ago. Today, with the prospect of the presidency becoming more and more real, the former California governor seems to be abandoning his old promises and his old clean-out-the-Washington-stables philosophy. As a matter of fact, it's tempting to suggest that Ronald Reagan, far from cleaning out the Washington stables, is now reaching into them for his campaign advisors. And as much as I know a lot of these people, I don't want to be personal. It's just that the trend is so striking and such a total reversal of what Ronald Reagan used to stand for. The same Reagan who ran against the Washington lobbies in 1976 has just signed on one of Washington's best-known lobbyists as the political director of his fall campaign. I can't think of a precedent. I can't remember when another presidential candidate has signed on a powerful lobbyist who's presumably only taking leave from his firm and not resigning to serve as his campaign director. There are others, too, a whole series of appointments. Even the press is surprised. At a press conference the other day, Reagan's campaign chief had to duck questions about how the campaign was ignoring good conservatives and giving the top jobs to Gerald Ford moderates. In my opinion, that's entirely true, but it's more than that. They're not just Gerald Ford moderates. They're non-ideological linchpins of what Reagan was honest enough 4 years ago to call the Washington buddy system. The iron triangle of lawyers, lobbyists, and bureaucrats who have this capital city tied up in knots. Jimmy Carter did the same thing in 1976, of course. He, too, began by running against Washington and the lawyers and lobbyists and power brokers. But as he got close to the White House, he began to change his mind. And in the end, his administration, his poor, bogged-down, unsuccessful administration, was full of them. This commentator, for one, is enormously disillusioned to see Ronald Reagan doing the same thing. If he's going to be a second Jimmy Carter, maybe we might just as well keep the first. I'm Kevin Phillips for Spectrum.
Six personal points of view on Spectrum. Opinions not necessarily those of this station or the CBS Radio Network.
Wednesday, relax under the stars as Poplar Creek presents Charles Aznavour. For ticket information, call 426-1200. Reminder that News Radio 78 carries the CBS Radio Network's live coverage of the 51st annual Major League Baseball All-Star Game from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. Tomorrow night, starting at 7:25, sportscaster Brent Musburger will be on the air, anchoring, supplying color commentary, with Vin Scully handling the play-by-play action. Be listening tomorrow night at 7:25 for the All-Star Game here on News Radio 78. And now a travel report with Steve Birnbaum.
When visiting England, there's nothing better than to leave London for at least a little while to spend some time in the English countryside. It's a real joy to come across a thatched roof or a country lane bordered by the brightest flowers. But since financial considerations may keep you from England this year, a pleasant alternative is to travel through the pages of a new book called, appropriately enough, The English Village. Even if the book itself did not have lots of interesting and unusual information, it's enormous fun to go through just for the pictures and the village names. Could you, for example, resist planning a trip to the English area of Essex, which boasts among its small municipalities such tongue-bender as Great Coggleshall, Hellions Bumstead, and Greenstead Juxta Ongar? And that doesn't even begin to mention Birdbrook or Steeple Bumstead. Yet there's more to this English village book than just wonderful names. It is, in fact, a lovingly crafted history of the English village from its origins through the Middle Ages and right up to the present. There's a wonderful short table that traces the most common prefixes and suffixes that have attached themselves to British country village names, and anyone planning a visit would be well advised to check this page. Author Richard Muir qualifies as a villageologist who has delved deeply into village lore and extracted most of the best of it for the appreciation of Anglophiles. At $19.95, his book is hardly inexpensive, but it does represent a very pleasant alternative to flying across the Atlantic. Again, it's called The English Village, and its author is Richard Muir. It should be at your local bookstore. I found myself especially taken by the dedication to the villagers, quote, whose roots are in the lovely Knitterhall village of Burstwith, unquote. All purchasers of this book ought to get together on the main street of that village for a first-hand look at the place that inspired such a lovely volume. This is Steve Birnbaum.
Come to Johnny's, the inventive new restaurant on East Huron Street. It's the latest thing in taste.